Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast, where we go live every day-ish to talk to the people of Miami and say, what's up? How are you? How you been, Miami? How was your Wednesday? Did you guys have fun today on a Wednesday? Saywalt says, got out of this office. Polly Walnuts. Sounds like a mafia name. Polly Walnuts. He'll crack you open. He'll make you tell the truth. Get Polly Walnuts in here. We're going to bust you up. Polly Walnuts is on his way. Oh, man. Shady, thank you. Yes, indeed. A lot of work at Costco. Hang in there, Corey. Gloria 2001. Everybody. All right, let's jump in, shall we? Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast, where we go live, talk to the people of Miami about random things. Today, let's talk about the Miami Matrix. Let's jump in. Miami Comedy Podcast, everybody. Recording starting now. So what do we like and dislike about the Miami Comedy? The Miami Comedy Matrix. You know what? Miami Comedy is a matrix, too. We're making people laugh, man. We're entertaining you. Comedy is distracting you from what you need to do in life. No. I take that back. Comedy is a good way to get some comedy relief while you're out there in the Miami Matrix. Oh, look at that. Look at that little curveball right in there. Okay, you guys need a little escape? You guys want to share your thoughts about what it's like living in Miami? Come out to a Miami comedy show. Oh! This is comedy. Welcome, man. So I just came back from watching the movie The Matrix Resurrections. Let's give it a review, shall we? Let's give it an official review. I think the movie was all right. I think it was good. No, it was good. I gave it a 6.5 out of 10. Maybe a 7. I'll give it a 7. It doesn't break the mold. The Matrix movie doesn't do anything brand new. I'm not going to spoil it, so don't worry, guys. I'm just going to give you an honest review. I saw it earlier today. I was a big fan when I was in high school. If you love sci-fi, and if you love action movies, The Matrix ain't going to disappoint. It'll definitely serve, you know, exactly what you're looking for if you like those two genres in movies. It's nostalgic. It brings back some of the older movies in a very interesting way. You'll see if you watch it. And I think that the way they made the movie move forward is interesting. I liked it. Overall, I liked the movie. It wasn't too crazy. A lot of, you know, somebody told me in the comments today that, you know, Hollywood has a woke agenda. You won't see it here. At least maybe if I didn't miss it. Was I asleep while watching the movie? I don't remember. But the way they move the story forward is pretty good. So if you like sci-fi, if you like action, if you like the Matrix story, it ain't gonna disappoint. They didn't reinvent the wheel. They innovated it a little bit, but they didn't reinvent it. And with that being said, man, you know, living in a place like Miami, what's great about Miami is proud to be a matrix on its own. You know what I mean? We're proud to be the party capital of the entire United States of America. Like, we will party while a national emergency is happening. Right? Remember when March came around and everybody was having, like, speakeasy parties? I don't know if you guys know about this, but speakeasies were a very big thing in the city of Miami. When everything was locked down, when the bars were closed, the nightclubs were closed, if you go out, and let's say maybe around in the curfew era, where they reopened, but it was very limited, you can't have a certain amount of people, like half capacity, you gotta have everything closed at 12, right, or midnight or whatever, I would go in some of these speakeasies, and inside the speakeasies, they would get everybody out that's not in the know. Right, like the DJ would be like, all right, guys, that's the end of the party. It's midnight. They turn the lights on. Then, like, you know, 5 or 6 people walk out. And then anyone else? All right, now that those losers are gone, let's keep the party going. And the people are still partying in Miami during the lockdown. So now, every time you know there's something happening that's important, Miami doesn't care. That's one of the best things about the Miami Matrix. We don't care, man. We just want to party. What's another thing about the Miami Matrix? What are some of the things we like and dislike about what it's like living as a local in the city of Miami? Have you noticed that in the Matrix movies, when they go into the Matrix, it looks like Brickell, right? Like all these high rises, a lot of traffic, taxi cabs in every corner or Ubers, cars everywhere. It looks just like Brickell. But when they unplug from the Matrix, it looks like Hialeah, like the bad area of Hialeah, right? In Miami, some of the things that you notice that's part of the Matrix here, apart from traffic, of course, that's an easy one. But how creepy would it be if Miami didn't have traffic? Would we be popping as a city if there was no traffic? I don't think so. I think a good indication of how popular, obviously, or how wanted it is to live in a certain place is how much traffic does the area have in terms of cars, in terms of when I go to the corner, is it going to take me 30 minutes? Right? If there's a gas station in the corner of my house and I got to refill my car, if it takes less than 30 minutes, wherever you're living ain't popping. No one wants to be there. You go to Brickell, if you ever want to go to a bakery down the street and you hop in your car, you're not going to get there less than 30 minutes, okay? You're going to waste a good amount of your lunch break going somewhere in the area. Another thing I like about the Miami Matrix is the weather. The weather in Miami is pretty good. Today, it's a little moody. It's a little moody, but you got to keep things in balance, right? You can't have all blue skies and sunshine. You got to balance it out with some gray sky, with some random rain, okay? You got to balance it out with some sort of, this isn't going my way, but it's only temporary. Because, you know, tomorrow, we don't know what we're going to get. The weather here in Miami keeps us on our toes. Are we going to enjoy the weather tomorrow? Today, this morning, the weather was what? 65 degrees? It was chilly. Blue skies, and then around 3-4 o'clock, gray skies with rain. I didn't see that coming at all, Miami. And then Miami would also give you an entire season of just rain and an entire season of just sunshine to kind of give you like a longer term moody environment, right? Remember like this past summer here in the city of Miami, it was just back-to-back rain, man. I'm surprised we didn't get flooded as much as we used to get. Miami was back-to-back rain, even during the times that we were supposed to have sunshine. I think it was like late spring and all of summer, just none but rain, right? But today was sunshine. Yesterday was gray skies. What is it about Miami that just keeps us on our toes with the weather? So that's one. That's another thing I like. And this one that I like about the Miami Matrix is one of my favorite, the booties. Oh, let's give a round of applause to the booties, shall we? There's hardly anyone with a flat ass in the city of Miami. And I've said this on stage, but I'll reiterate for the podcast. I like flat booties, okay? The reason why I like flat, and I'm going to say it, all right? I'm going to unplug from the booty blockchain here, okay? Because that's what Miami is. It's a big booty blockchain. And thankfully, in the future, when we start getting into like the whole metaverse talk that everyone's talking about, where we all go online and live a second life, thanks to the metaverse, you know, women don't have to get BBLs anymore. They can just, you know, spend their ether and buy a booty, right? Just fucking crank the little knob all the way to the right. Bring it all the way up. No need to inject yourself with anything. Right? So I like big booties, but the thing is, it's so, you know, when you have a lot of something and you kind of want something different, that's what I feel when it comes to the booty in Miami. What up, Willonius? Welcome to the chat, buddy. Big booties in Miami is so rampant. Like everywhere you go, there's a big butt, right? Shout out to natural booties. Of course, curse and blessings. Of course. I like booties, okay? I do. But I crave something different because there's so much big booty. Whether it's real or fake, it's just too much in the city of Miami. That when I see a flat or a little booty, it's kind of attractive to me because it's so rare in the city of Miami. It's like, oh, look, a slender booty. How feminine. Because let's face it, man, some booties can look a little cartoony. Right, his booty's coming out looking like it's Warner Brother cartoons. You know what I'm saying? It's a little over exaggerated, and they don't care. Right? It's all in the Matrix. Big booty's in the Matrix. Why not? We live life however we want. What's up, JDZ? You're talking about what we like and dislike about the Miami Matrix. So So booties is a double-edged sword for me. I can enjoy it, and sometimes I get bored of it. Corey says one of the things he likes about the Miami Matrix is Latin women. Okay, I'll give you that. Latin women really are a gem. The women in Miami, they're beautiful, right? Which is all part of the Matrix. And it's funny, they're all distracting. Which is part of the Matrix here in the city of Miami. You got goals? Well, look at this beauty. Distracting you from all your ambitions. Take the turn. Don't go straight. Do not pass go. Go look at this booty instead. Whenever I go to the gym, there's booties everywhere, man. That's another thing. It's another thing about Latin women and booties. When you go to the gym, you want to get strong. You want to get healthy. There's booty all over the place. I can't work out because I'm so distracted on how much booty there is in here, man. Like, can you ladies calm down a little with the booties? Everyone's doing squats. You're all on the Stairmaster. Wow. Just the Miami Matrix just distracting you from getting fit. Oh, you want to be healthy? Stop. There's some booty over there. So true. I was at work and I hit my head when a girl passed by. Yeah, it happens, man. Distraction. The Miami Matrix has a lot of beautiful women to distract you from what you got to do in life. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Sometimes when I go to the gym, I don't even work out the muscle group I plan on. I end up working out my focus muscles instead. Oh, right. So I gotta like look away from like some of these girls. Sometimes, and here's a little tidbit I like to share. Sometimes in my own timeline, I unfollow very attractive local women in Miami because like all they do is post thirst traps. And I like it, don't get me wrong, but it's just too distracting. It's very tempting, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like every day it's a thirst trap and I'm like, I can't just follow this page just to look at this girl living that life. I can't, it's either I'm torturing myself or I'm gonna end up sliding her DMs and be left on read. This is ridiculous, I don't have to follow this. And just for the sake of being more productive, I try not to follow overtly sexual Instagram accounts. I do follow some, right? There's some exceptions to the rule, of course. I am a man. However, I try not to make it too much, especially in Miami, because they're everywhere, right? So that's another thing I like and dislike about the Miami Matrix. The beautiful women and how distracting they can be, okay? And if you ever try to get with one, oh, you're about to go into another world, right? If a very attractive Miami Latina girl likes you back, and then she'll play like the flirty let's go out and date game with you. That's it. It's over. Okay. You're not going to be accomplishing any goals anytime soon. You will be succumbed and indulging to the beauty of a Latina woman in the city of Miami. The Miami Matrix, everybody. It's all against you, man. But get this. Whenever I go outside of Miami and I visit other cities, they crave the Latino women, right? Because it's different. It's rare, you know? But here in Miami, redheads are rare, like natural redheads. Natural blondes aren't as rampant as they are in other cities. They're not as common, you know what I mean? So when you go to other cities, they appreciate the Latin culture a lot more. They appreciate the diversity a lot more. Depending, right? Because there's some prejudiced places to go. I'm talking about like, you know, like if we say we love Latina women, imagine people in like Little Rock, Arkansas, when they see a Latina woman and her beauty, right? So that's just part of the Miami Matrix. We kind of like go out into different cities and we see how much it's coveted here on our own. Another thing I noticed while watching yet another Keanu Reeves movie. I don't know what it is about Keanu Reeves, but he does a lot of movies. That guy always shows up in the most random movies, right? And Keanu Reeves came back in full Keanu Reeves mode during The Matrix Resurrections. And he was even doing the talk like, what do you mean? I remember. Yes, Trinity must be saved. Whoa, right? He kind of had like that. He still brought back the whole Keanu vibe, right? Like to its full extent. Like his acting was good. But the thing is that there was some parts that were breaking the fourth wall. And as I was studying Keanu Reeves as an actor, you guys ever notice that Keanu Reeves kind of looks like a bull terrier? Look up bull terrier. Google the dog bull terrier and then put Keanu Reeves' face like side by side to a bull terrier. It's the same thing. The same eyes, the same long face, the same mouth, the same nose. It's crazy. Go ahead. Take your time. Go look up bull terrier and then go look at a headshot of Keanu Reeves. Tell me it's not the same thing. Tell me that a bull terrier is not living a simulation as Keanu Reeves. All right. So, now that Miami is about to undergo yet another party phase, and by that I mean I'm already starting to see the worry. I wouldn't say scare because, you know, now Miami's kind of got a little more used to being immune to the scares of outbreaks or whatever. But now that, you know, people are talking about the new variant and all that, and people want to like be more precautious now, you know, you got to get a booster or whatever. Miami is probably not going to stop partying, even if there is another lockdown, God forbid. But even if there is, Miami ain't going to stop, right? Because we are so surrounded by our way of living that we're not going to change. Like, even if like it was the end of the world, right? Like, if Godzilla and King Kong were fighting in the city of Miami, we would still go out to the nightclubs and place money on the fight. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we are as a culture. You know, I got 20 over here on King Kong. Who got King Kong? King Kong over here. We taking bets. Right? That's just the Miami lifestyle. It's just what we do. So, what is my guess? If there is another lockdown, the parties are only going to get better in the city of Miami because of the exclusivity. Okay, the exclusivity of people wanting and not wanting to go out. Those that are going out and don't care, which is a lot, which is probably the majority in comparison to other cities. King Kong versus a mutated Hialeah rooster. The fact that we're a big party city, right? The fact that we out here living life to its fullest, right? Like, we got a very YOLO vibe in the city of Miami. So if there isn't a lockdown, what's going to end up happening is that we're going to be so exclusive in these parties that since only a certain amount of people are going to be coming out to them and not most because they follow the rules, like those that are breaking the rules, which is a lot, but they're more split off. Rather than saying, Friday nights we're going to hang out at this bar, we're going to say Friday nights we got a yacht party, a private mansion party, someone's backyard, and someone's front yard. And then we just start dividing ourselves into groups to go to different parties. We're going to go to the speakeasy real quick. We're going to go to this person's house. I know this guy that has a penthouse. Only 30 people can fit. Some people might even start charging at the door. Yo, we got the hottest ladies in the house. Every hot girl that lives in this apartment building is going to be in my penthouse. The Manny G penthouse party over at Flatiron Brickle. I was sending out flyers to all my neighbors. We partying in my place, man. No need for masks. But there will be an orgy. Everybody bring your own condom. Since we exclusive, we're going to make this an eyes wide shut kind of party. We're all family here. We all see eye to eye. We live in the same house. So I look forward to seeing what's next for Miami. You know, the new year is very exciting, right? Because now we're like, what? 2 years in, about 2 years into this whole pandemic thing. And we're just innovating, man. We're innovating yet staying the same at the same time in the city of Miami. What's up, the accountant? Mer24 Mike. We're here to talk about the Miami Matrix, what we like and dislike, and what to expect. So I really think that Miami is going to mutate. It's going to change in a good way. You know, last year in March, I did one big virtual event, and it's called Meet the Makers of Miami. That's right, your boy was being innovative in the middle of a pandemic. I did this virtual event and I called it Meet the Makers of Miami. And what I did was I got together with a lot of creative people, a lot of locals, a lot of business owners. And we just got together and we just started talking about where Miami is going, what Miami is going through, you know, as a local, like what we see. I'm no politician. I'm no multimillionaire, you know, living in the real estate industry of Miami or anything like that. But I do work as an artist in the city of Miami. I do stand-up comedy. I am an entertainer in the city of Miami. I creatively built a business in the city of Miami. I inspire other people in the city of Miami. So I saw it as a duty to go live and just talk about the future of Miami and what I see, right? And when I got together and I started piecing all the information for a presentation as to why Miami is a city of the future, and it is. That's the exciting part. Miami is a city of the future, and you can even see the politicians jumping on board. The culture, not so much. The common folk, not so much, because they're still in party mode. But it's that party mode that attracts other people to come here to innovate. You know what I'm saying? Like, those that are regulars here are probably the ones that are going to be turning into Agent Smith when the new people come here. Because a lot of people are moving in the city of Miami, especially with all the freedoms we have during the lockdown, all the international business we're having. Believe it or not, Miami is top 10 in public school districts in the entire nation in terms of cleanliness, effectiveness, and student retention, something like that. There was some news article that was written about it. And the thing about Miami is that even though a lot of people want to move here, there's a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities here. And why is there a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities? Because Miami is still a fairly new city. Miami re-identified itself in the 80s. There was a new matrix in the 80s, right? As you know, all the blow came to Miami. It started building all the high rises. All the people started moving here. It became a Latino center. Latinos then started opening businesses. What kind of business? I don't know. Are they fronts? I don't know. But nonetheless, we do international business here very often in the city of Miami. All right? So because we have so many people moving here, the problem with Miami being a city of the future is there is a rough divide. The middle class is being rubbed out. And it's either you're extremely wealthy in the city of Miami or extremely poor in the city of Miami. And the middle class is being rubbed out. That's the problem. There's too many people moving here. The housing is changing. The arts is changing. Entrepreneurial opportunities are changing. What's up, Shots Bar Oscar? Hey, what up, Oscar? Shout out to the Shots in Wynwood. So when I held this get together, we started talking about what are some of the things that we can do as locals in Miami, as makers in Miami, people that make things happen, people that innovate, people that are just, you know, starting off with their dreams, but they're dedicated in making it a reality. And one of the things that I was talking about is the importance of being a thought leader. And you could be a thought leader in any way. You can go live on a podcast and be like, yo, what is it about the Miami Matrix, man? Let's all talk about it. Or you could be somebody talking about the real estate crisis in Miami. You could be somebody that puts a networking event together. Be like, hey, let's bring the artists of Miami together. Let's all shake hands and get to know one another. That's thought leadership. People that take a responsibility to make a difference. And I think that's one of the most important things that we can do in the Miami Matrix. If we're surrounded by blow, beautiful women, great cars, maybe not including the slingshot, all right? Because you guys out there thinking the slingshot is a flex, it's not. Okay, I've seen you in Miami Beach riding your slingshot. D Roar Leo says Matrix movie sucks. You didn't like it? You didn't like it, D Roar? I thought it was all right. I give it a 6.5, maybe 7 out of 10. It was okay. I like sci-fi. I like action. I like a little philosophy in between. It's all right by me. Was it the best sci-fi movie? No. But that's what happens, man. Reboots is always somebody that's a little money hungry, trying to reboot or reinstate some new sequel or whatever, and hopefully they make their money back and then some. That's just what it is, bro. Look at Star Wars. All right, I digress. Miami is becoming a city of the future. We are adapting crypto. A lot of people are bringing crypto talks here. A lot of artists are getting their foundations here in the city of Miami. Miami is just a city that has so much potential because of how new it is. And all the new generations just keep evolving, right? Like what you're seeing right now today in terms of what Miami is just previous traditional, what was before kind of stuff. Now, Miami is slowly becoming something else. What that is, I don't know yet. But I know it's evolving for sure. And if you want to help speed up that evolution, ladies and gentlemen, thought leadership. Put your ideas out there. Take action. All right? Don't be a radical either, right? Don't be going out, you know, breaking windows and trying to make a difference. Go out and bring people together. I think that's the most effective way, man. Going out and just bringing people together to talk about something. Even if it's just three people. Just come together, talk about an idea, and then you're going to be living life with more connections, more support than ever before. I should bring back the networking events, man. I don't know what I'm waiting for. For those that don't know, I used to do big networking events in the city of Miami. Places like the Wharf, the Red Bar, Astra. I remember I even hooked up with a very gorgeous, I don't even know her name. It was a one-night stand. She was this gorgeous girl I met at a networker. Absolutely stunning. And then she just stole my heart. But I would have never met her if it wasn't for the networking event. So go out there and network. You might meet the love of your life and she might break your heart, but at least you get the experience is what I'm trying to say. There you go. There you go. That's the Miami Comedy Podcast for today. If you guys want to see a comedy show from MiamiComedy.com, we have a toy drive. Oh, shoot. I got to go get some toys. All right. I got to go to Target real quick. I got to go pick up some toys because we're having a toy drive today at Calle Ocho. All right. Casa Tiki. Ladies, you drink free. Or fellas, if you got a girlfriend, she drinks free. Or fellas, if you want to meet a girl, they're drinking for free. You don't got to buy them a drink. As a matter of fact, that's actually a good pickup line. Whenever I go to a ladies' night, back in my drinking days, whenever I go to a ladies' night, I actually approach a girl and be like, can I buy you a drink? And she goes, yeah, it's free, right? Exactly. Can I order it on your behalf? It's like, hey, man, let me get a vodka soda. Oh, that'll be $17. No, it's for the girl over there. Oh, no. If you order, you're going to have to pay for it. All right, ma'am, please, never mind. Can you please order it? Ben Jackson, welcome to the chat. All right, everybody. I will see you tomorrow, hopefully, 6 o'clock. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. Go to MiamiComedy.com/podcast. Support, buy a badge. Shout out to Shady. Thank you for buying said badge. Go to MiamiComedy.com/YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe there as well. And we also got the shirts, MiamiComedy.com/shop. That's it for today, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye now.